Señor presidente.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I extend respectful greetings to you and would begin by indicating that Peru associates itself with a statement delivered by Ecuador on behalf of GRULAC and the statement yesterday by Thailand on behalf of the group of friends of the I Belong campaign. We are grateful to the High Commissioner Filippo Grandi for his detailed opening presentation in which he set out the challenges faced in addressing the various humanitarian crisis situations that are particularly serious. We welcome the focus that this executive committee is placing on the UNHCR's efforts to eradicate statelessness by 2024. And here we would underscore that in Peru, without any form of distinction and in parallel, we apply both jus soli, which enables any human being born on our territory to have Peruvian nationality, and jus sanguinis, which grants Peruvian nationality to any child of Peruvian parents born abroad. We reaffirm the need for effective implementation of the principle of shared responsibility and urge member states to acknowledge the fair distribution of the burden and the need to relieve pressure on those countries hosting refugees as well as asylum seekers, stateless persons and IDPs throughout the world in line with the Global Compact on Refugees. Vice Chair, we are concerned at the numerous humanitarian crises that exist in a multitude of regions around the world, which are leading to an ever greater presence of UNHCR operations, as reflected in the significant increase in its annual budget for 2020. Currently, in our region, there is a colossal humanitarian crisis underway, which I feel I must mention. Due to the grave situation in Venezuela, 4.3 million persons have left that country. 3.5 million of them are currently in Latin American and Caribbean countries. This includes Peru. We have to date received some 900,000 Venezuelan nationals. Peru is a country with a long-standing tradition of solidarity and welcome, as well as a belief in adhering to its international obligations. As such, in 2017, we adopted a reception policy for Venezuelan nationals forced to leave their country as a result of the economic, political, social, and humanitarian crisis being faced by that country, with an ad hoc migration instrument, the Temporary Residence Permit, or PTP in Spanish, which has enabled 490,000 Venezuelans legally to enter Peru. A further 290,000 Venezuelans entered Peru as asylum seekers, pursuant to our legislation, allowing them to live and work legally in Peru. This reception policy has had to develop in the face of the need for safer, orderly and regular migration and the need to guarantee the security of the general public and of migrants themselves. Against this backdrop, Peru will continue to implement measures to provide appropriate protection to refugees and to receive migrants and stateless persons seeking within the scope of our abilities and capacity to allow them to enjoy their full rights and full integration into our society with all their needs met. Against this delicate backdrop, I must underscore the role played by UNHCR in bolstering logistical and operational capacity of the Executive Secretariat of the Special Commission for Refugees, with a number of extra staff members employed and a new asylum seekers registration system, inter alia, as well as an increased presence in various parts of the Peruvian territory, particularly along our border with Ecuador. I thank you, Vice Chair.